You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
I want an official Red Ryder Cup in action to an Jones Ball Arrow.
Ooh. Hoity toity, Mr. Godlike Smarty Pants.
I'm eating because I'm bored.
Someone need a hug.
Wait. Time out. Really? That's how you laugh?
Oh, mind your step. Be careful. There's an icy patch there.
Hello, Merry Christmas, and welcome to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean, and we are now officially in December, and I'm full into Christmas mode. As always, I'll get you up to date about new episodes. Meanwhile, don't forget to visit KringleRadio.com and listen to the station that airs the Santa Tracking Show for free now through Christmas Day. Also, go to ChristmasPodcast.com to find the links to all of the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. All right, let's get on with this full-packed episode.
Peace on Earth!
We are very close to having Tim wrap up his made-for-podcast movie, A Bomb for Christmas. Here's the trailer to give you a taste of what it's about.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
She's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, Detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Mother Russia!
A Bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at CantWaitForChristmasPod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How many things am I holding up, Marv?
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 28th through December 4th. Total Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 28th titled Return of the Christmas Movie Quiz. It's episode 18, and this one is actually over an hour long. Who'd have thought Jack would have had enough exciting stuff to fill an hour? Well, he doesn't. He says it's about 3 minutes of gold and the rest is drivel, but don't let that stop you from listening. The present suggestion is to adopt an animal on behalf of someone. They'll get a pack of pictures and stuff, and usually you get the chance to visit the zoo or sanctuary for free. Plus, it's helping a good cause. Because it's Christmas, why not adopt a reindeer? He has a story of shame that is also a Christmas unsolved mystery. Then Jack finds out how the boys from Jingle Jank Podcast found out the truth about Santa Claus. Robin sings that all-time Christmas classic, When Santa Got Stuck Up in the Chimney. Then for a change, he features some great Christmas tunes from some independent artists. He has songs from Joanna Jones, Sarah Glassman, and Rob Vischer. You should definitely give their stuff a listen. And then it's the moment you've all been waiting for. It's the return of the Christmas movie quiz. In this movie quiz, I actually try my hand, and Jack thinks I did pretty well. This episode's Yule Ad is Door Sniffer, and it's not as exciting as it sounds. The podcast recommendation this week from Jack is Weird Christmas with Craig Kringle, and if you've never listened, you should. And then he repeats the offer of a handmade card from his resident artist, Robin, and all you have to do is record and send them a story. Merry Britsmas Podcast had an episode on the 29th titled Do They Know It's the Christmas Radio Times? In the second of his November episodes, Adam explores and discusses the first festive Only Fools and Horses, the Christmas Radio Times, and the charity Super Smash Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. Christmas Potting Podcast, an episode on November 29th, titled We've Discovered the Worst Thing to Find Under Your Christmas Tree This Christmas. Liam and Ness tells you the worst conceivable thing you could possibly find under your Christmas tree this year and how it could make you want to cancel Christmas altogether. They found the best overseas Christmas traditions that they want to introduce to an Australian Christmas. Plus, the age-old argument, should you get a real or a fake Christmas tree this year? They hear from an actual Christmas tree farm owner for the ultimate guide. And Liam and Ness wrap up the show by singing a brilliant version of Last Christmas on Australia's only Christmas podcast, Christmas Potting. Make sure you check out their Christmas Potting podcast playlist on Spotify. It's Liam and Ness's favorite Christmas tunes. Jingle Jank Podcast, an episode on the 29th, titled Reggae Christmas Songs. Scott and Jay welcome in the Christmas season with some cool island rhythms. In this episode, they explore reggae Christmas songs. Artists include Bob Marley, Jacob Miller, Toots and the Maytals, Shaggy, Inner Circle, The Chimerans, and Carlene Davis. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 30th, titled Christmas Presents with Rhea Stevens. And just to let you know, this episode was delayed because of COVID and was supposed to air before Thanksgiving. And when you listen to this episode, you'll hear Art talk about Thanksgiving as if it were still coming up. No, not presents with a T, but presents with a C. In this episode, Art interviews singer-songwriter Rhea Stevens. They talk about her album Celebrate and have a lot of laughs sharing Christmas memories. They talk about the importance of giving our presents, and that's that C presents, not the T, and being there for our families and each other during this difficult time. This is one of the most enjoyable interviews Art has had so far. His listener memory comes from his sister, and she talks about the joy of baking Christmas cookies with their grandma. And even though it's past Thanksgiving, Art has another Thanksgiving story to share. He reads A Mystery in the Kitchen by Olive Thorne Miller. It's a tender story of a sister named Jessie whose brother has run away from home. And why is Jessie sneaking around in the kitchen? Netflixmas Podcast, an episode on November 30th, titled A Princess for Christmas, Rise of the Dingledorks. An aunt taking care of two kids, and she falls in love with their uncle that isn't related to her, but to the kids? Sounds complicated, right? Well, Scarlett and Holly take a deep-ish dive into this royal gene pool and tell you what they think. Also, they don't know how royalty works, so if anyone could help them out, that'd be great. And as a disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Tis the Podcast, an episode on November 30th titled Without the Star, the North Pole, the Village, Christmas Itself is Doomed. To celebrate the last podcast of November, Julia, Tom, and Anthony discuss the brand new 2020 Netflix original holiday film, The Christmas Chronicles 2. As you'll remember, when the elves covered the original Christmas Chronicles back in 2018, Julia and Tom loved the film, the world it created, and the characters it introduced us to, while Anthony thought it was overrated. How does the follow-up stack up? Will the elves be just as divided, or has Belschnickel made these three true believers cynical? Find out in an episode that, while sure to be somewhat controversial, is full of laughs and a very lively discussion as the hosts break down this movie beat by beat. So settle in with your favorite holiday drink beside your lit Christmas tree, relax, enjoy, and get excited. Yuletide TV had an episode on the 30th titled Alias Spirit. Brian is back leading the podcast as Drama Week kicks off with Spirit from the first season of Alias, starring Jennifer Garner, Victor Garber, and Bradley Cooper, available on Amazon Prime. While Chris, John, and Brian spend their first few minutes debating what exactly cuticles are. They do eventually get around to discussing the episode at hand to determine whether or not this spy series is hiding a Christmas classic in its midst. And Brian introduces a new segment called How Christmas Is It? Non-Christmas topics include spycraft, Southern accents, John teaching us about kicking, grenade pens, young Bradley Cooper's acting abilities, Super Bowl marketing strategies, and Chris trying to remember if Victor Garber was in the town. Christmas Time in the City podcast, an episode on November 30th titled New York City Christmas Specials. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's time for Christmas TV specials. Chris and Chris recap the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. In the news, Chris talks about the Rockefeller Center tree lighting special and the new telecast of the famous Radio City's Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. In listener mail, Chris talks about the backlash of his stance on Long Island's status as an island. Feliz Christmas Merry Navidad podcast, an episode on December 1st titled Thanksgiving, Pay It Forward, and More, Part 1 of 3. In Manny's first part of this very interesting episode, he speaks with Glenn from Season's Eatings podcast about paying it forward, and from a planned short segment, he goes into depth on how we can change the outcome for many this Christmas. Totally Rad Christmas podcast, an episode on December 1st titled Rankin Bass, December 1st Spectacular with Rick Goldschmidt and Anthony Caruso. To kick off the Christmas season, Anthony Caruso from Tis the Podcast and Jerry sit down with Rankin Bass historian and biographer Rick Goldschmidt to talk all things Rankin Bass, especially Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's totally an animagic extravaganza. So grab your favorite snacks, snuggle up under a cozy blanket, and enjoy this holiday classic, well, this conversation about a classic. Happy December. TGI podcast, an episode on December 1st titled You Don't Analyze Miracles, You Just Believe in Them. It's finally December and Matt is jumping into his first Christmas episode of the year. This episode he tackles Have Yourself a Very Winslow Christmas from the second season of Family Matters. Matt talks about how this episode gives us all the feels, how Freddy Teddy is just a ripoff of Teddy Ruxpin, and tries to understand why everyone was so mean to Steve Urkel. As always, he will also determine if this episode is a holiday classic or one worth passing on. Netflixmas podcast, an episode on December 1st titled Happiest Season featuring Jay Bronte, Make the Yuletide Gay. In this extra special bonus episode, Scarlett and Holly are joined by queer princess snow goddess Jay Bronte. They discuss Hulu's Happiest Season, coming out, meeting the parents, and how they can relate to the movie. Snow in Southtown podcast, an episode on December 1st titled Fried Onion Rings. Rusty and Mike discuss the 12 Yachts of Christmas and the Star Wars holiday special from 1978. Christmas Clatter podcast, an episode on December 1st titled My Stove is a Bit Rubbish. Adam from Merry Britsmas podcast joins Todd to discuss Christmas differences between the UK and the US. Netflixmas podcast, an episode on the second titled The Christmas Chronicles featuring Jerry D, Santa and his zero gravity sack. Now don't have a cow, but Scarlett and Holly have a tubular time with Jerry D from Totally Rad Christmas podcast. They discuss a crazy conspiracy theory about the dad, the candy cane eating reindeer, miniature chainsaw wielding nightmare Alvin and the Chipmunk Elves, and the E Street Band. Gag me with a spoon, this episode is righteous. Veg out and enjoy. Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Yuletide TV podcast had an episode on the second titled Mad Men, Christmas Comes But Once a Year. Chris, John, and Brian slip into their finest suits and break out the whiskey to watch Christmas Comes But Once a Year from the fourth season of Mad Men, available on Amazon Prime. Do the dastardly deeds of Sterling Cooper Draper Price put a damper on the holiday proceedings, or will the spirit shine through enough for the hosts to call this a Christmas classic? Non-Christmas topics include trying to address the 60s of it all, The Rock's diet, the men who stare at goats, drinking, men getting what they want, holiday humiliation, office parties, pop psychology, Alison Brie, the greatness of Roger Sterling, tropical vacations, and a game of My Uncle is Better Than Your Uncle. Advent Calendar House podcast had an episode on the second titled Christmas Comes to Packland. Mike from the Advent Calendar House kicks off another Christmas countdown with the original video game Crash, which leaves Santa stranded in Pac-Man's neighborhood in 1982's Christmas Comes to Pac-Land. Santa by the Minute podcast had an episode on the second titled Minute 36. He'll be checking it twice. Anya has Santa implement the naughty nice list. Santa goes down his first chimney, and John and Ben attempt to decipher the impossible-to-understand lyrics to the song Thank You, Santa. Join them as they discuss Minute 36 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. Christmas Time in the City podcast had an episode on the second titled Macy's Holiday Window Display. Happy December from Christmas Time in the City headquarters. In this episode, Chris and Chris chat about cutting down their own Christmas tree. In the news, Chris talks about Macy's Holiday Window Display and how it's honoring essential workers and first responders. In listener mail, they talk about what it is to be jaded. Stay tuned until the end for a special announcement about bonus episodes coming your way all throughout December. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad had an episode on the second titled Thanksgiving, Santa's Helper, and More, Part 2 of 3. Todd from Christmas Clatter Podcast joined Manny in what was supposed to be a funny and interesting segment, but also got very emotional and inspiring. Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on the second titled A New Wave Christmas, 80s Bands on Holiday. It was the time of big hair, shoulder pads, and skinny ties, glam makeup, MTV, and some of the best music that ever came across the radio. In fact, a new trend in music was making its way across the pond from a variety of English and European artists. Their hits made a big splash with American audiences. Welcome to the new wave in alternative rock. Many of those groups dabbled in holiday music. So take a listen to Ricky's chat with Mr. West and discover an alternative look at Christmas music with some underrated, lesser-known gems you want to add to your holiday playlist. And don't forget about Mary's Christmas News. Feliz Christmas, Merry Navidad had an episode on the second titled Surprise Santa Tracker. This surprise episode from Manny is for the kids, Mom and Dad. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast, an episode on the third titled A Mom for Christmas with Holly Cuomo. Holly Cuomo from Netflixmas Podcast and Jerry dig deep into the Disney-produced TV movie A Mom for Christmas. There's mannequins. There's Santa. There's romance? Sort of. The answer is magic, of course. Yeah, Olivia Newton-John does her best as a newly live mannequin with some cool potential crime-fighting powers. Don't forget Gag Me with a Spoon. Dig it now. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had another episode drop the next day on the 4th titled Ziggy's Gift with Sean Sotka. That's me. Jerry and I talk about the cutest little Santa in Ziggy's Gift. So innocent and compassionate. There's a stereotypical Irish cop, a seedy thief, and a gang of scammer Santas. Well, it's definitely got heart and toikies. Don't forget Gag Me with a Spoon, grab a Santa suit, and enjoy. A Cozy Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 4th titled The Birmingham Children's Theater Saves Christmas with guest Sina Skates and Alex Ungerman. Art has more fun than is allowed interviewing playwright Sina Skates and director Alex Ungerman of the Birmingham Children's Theater. This year, they are not letting COVID stop them from entertaining children and have put together an interactive play called Elves, The Experience, that will be hosted over Zoom. Grace and Art will give a review of the play in an upcoming episode, but for now, enjoy this energetic discussion of their play, the theater, and of course, Christmas. Be sure to check out the show notes too, as he has a lot of links mentioned in the episode. Advent Calendar House Podcast had an episode on the 4th titled The Christmas Toy. It's time to meet the Advent Calendar House's seasonal Muppets quota as Mike and guests secretly stroll down Jim Henson's Dark Nightmare Hall to 1986 to rewatch The Christmas Toy, an idea no one has repeated since. Yuletide TV Podcast, an episode on the 4th titled Band of Brothers, Bastogne. It's time to get somber as John, Brian, and Chris attack Bastogne from acclaimed HBO miniseries Band of Brothers, available on HBO Max. The wartime setting sparks a series of conversations that ultimately leads the hosts to the profound conclusion that war is bad. But can the Christmas cheer overcome the bloodshed and despair prominently featured in this episode? We'll have to listen to find out. Non-Christmas topics include war, like lots of talk about war, Damian Lewis, Ron Livingston, David Schwimmer, Dells, Finding Humanity in Forsaken Places, and John confusing some Marvel roles. 12 Days Pod Podcast had an episode on the 4th titled Elf, Big Man, Small Shower. In the 10th episode of 12 Days Pod, Dan and Kara discuss Zooey Deschanel's hair, how New York City is the best part of New York City, and why this movie is for soft boys. Weird Christmas Podcast, an episode on the 4th titled Weird Christmas Food with Glenn Warren of Seasons Eatings Podcast. Time to Destroy Your Appetite. Craig talks to Glenn Warren from the Seasons Eatings Podcast about weird Christmas food throughout history.
Oh, fudge.
That's going to wrap up this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I would like to thank all of the podcasters that are on our website for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would also like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all the other behind-the-scenes things he does as well. And I especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. As you know, I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts, so if you come across a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you yourself do and would like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com, that's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Connery, and let me know. I also love hearing from you, so you can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. I also encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all of the podcasts that we have there. We also have the links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. We are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry Christmas family of websites, including Merry Christmas Radio. Merry Christmas Radio is a fan-supported stream of classic Christmas hits from the 20s through the 80s. Go to MerryChristmasRadio.com to listen to great classic Christmas songs.
Are you growling at me?
Take it off, Rudolph!
Are you sure you've never done this before? Because you're driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.